What's going on, Paisanos? V here, coming at you guys, well, with another market watch today. You know, I've been doing a lot of long market watches recently, and I'm hoping this one's not too long, but I do want to go over a bunch of things, guys. And if you're new to the channel, please make sure to hit the subscribe button, like button, comment down below, TCG player link down below as well. If you want to buy anything, it goes to help support the channel. Also, guys, I don't put any ads in this video. The only thing I request from you guys is to give me your comments. Let me know what you think about some of the cards in this market watch. So right off the gate, we're looking at Magician Souls, coming out of Legendary Duels Magical Heroes with an $88 market price. Current price points listed cards roughly around $84. This card is being used in Eldritch and slowly not being used in Eldritch. And I think, I could be wrong, but I think the only deck currently using it is that. So looking at Magician Souls, I think we can clearly see that it's not seeing him out of play. The value is going down, but as new sets come out and new cards come out, you always have to keep your eye on this card because there is potential this card can't see meta play yet again. So keep an eye on this because I don't trust this card. And even though it's low right now, especially with all the unlimited run of Legendary Duels Magical Hero, there's always a chance that this can go up higher in the market in the future. It just takes one meta deck to go, oh yeah, I play three of this card, and then boom, the value goes back up to over $100. We're also looking at Starly Seaford coming out of Chaos Impact with a $33 market price. Well, unlimited versions are roughly around $37 with shipping. And if you want a first gen version, you're looking to pay roughly around $38 for this card. So Dragon Link FTK, Pisu FTK, is basically using three of this card. And obviously that's contributing to the fact that why this card's worth so much money. But even before this card was worth money, you can see in the market price it being $30, it's still just a good card. I think anything that supports dragons in the game of Yu-Gi-Oh! Is always going to be a card you gotta keep an eye on because it has that potential scene meta play. Next, Black Lotus Soldier, Soldier of Chaos coming out as Battle Legends Heroes Revenge, $74 market price, and it's roughly around near $74 on the current market. So, why is this card still money, you might ask? Well, it didn't get a reprint in the Toon Chaos, so that'd be too conventional. It more than likely would not be getting a reprint in the Megatons, obviously. If we're lucky, maybe it'll get a reprint in the new Bowser Legends? I actually don't know. Maybe it could get a reprint in the Megatons. I really don't know if it will. But here's the thing, though, and something that you need to consider. Moving forward, look at the spoilers for the Bowser Legends or the Megatons, whatever reprints we're going to be getting soon. If this card's not on there, it's going to go higher in value. It's going to move even higher, and I think you got to prepare for that. I think everyone needs to be ready for that. So, once again, it's just something you need to consider. The minute we get the set list out, check. Say, is Black Soldier Soldier Chaos on there? No? Okay, this will go higher. No doubt in my mind. Next, we have Mecha Crusader Avramax. Now, this is in Dark Neostorm. There's a good chance this is going to get reprinted in the Megatons. Current market price has this card roughly around $29. We see it roughly around $28, and then it quickly goes back up to $29 to $30. This card's really good, but it's not fitting in the current meta, because the current meta is, I build a negation board, can you break it? And then you go, cool, I broke it, here's my negation board, can you break it? And it's a bit of a back and forth that doesn't really last too long, but I feel like if the meta was to calm back down and go into more of a mid-range, pure mid-range, not just control mid-range, but a pure mid-range meta, I think Avramax would definitely see play again. And if it would, I think the values of this card will more than likely change, depending on the reprint run of this card in the Megatons. So looking at Orchestrated Return with a $27 market price, it's currently roughly around $23 to $24. Listen, I think Orcus players overall are not seeing the wins that they want to see. Releasing a new Orcus card, it still wasn't enough to put this deck at a tier 1 ratio. I think it's like good at tier 1.5, but at a tier 1 ratio, it's not. So if you're holding this card, obviously the value is going lower and lower. And at one point, this card was like $35. And with the Megatons coming out as well, Orchestrated Return, still a great card, but it's not worth holding this card with a reprint coming. Your deck's doing nothing. It makes no sense to hold this kind of value. So that's why we're seeing this card go down in value. And will continue to go down, by the way. So another thing we're seeing also is with banned cards like Firewall Dragon. I mentioned this, I think, probably around the last ban list before it came out. And I basically pointed out about how Firewall Dragon, maybe it has an opportunity to come off the ban list. And maybe it does not. But what we do know is whenever you see something that has a maybe as far as coming off the ban list, what we're going to see is value increasing and hype moving behind that value. And hype might not, this card might not ever come off the ban list. But the value will always continually increase until Konami releases a higher version of Firewall Dragon. And if they were to release this card at a higher version than Secret Rare, what? Maybe Ultimate Rare? prismatic, Celtics rare, I think then a new speculation would arise that, hey, maybe Fire Dragon can go off the ban, so Konami's reprinting it. So that's another thing that might factor into this card. Looking right now, Fire Dragon original print out of Coda Duels with a $7 market price, you're seeing roughly around $8 all over the place, and then it quickly goes on to $9 for Fire Dragon. Last Bansos card barely hit over 5, but here it is moving up. We know this could happen with Fire Dragon as much as we know it could happen with Masterpiece. As far as hype, once again, I'm not saying it's going to come off the ban list, but the hype will drive the price up. Masterpiece and Draco Slaying King at a maximum crisis with a $16 market price. I mean, you have unlimited versions that are down to about $13, but it's still relatively high when you think about $13 for a current banned card. And the value, what happens is after the ban, it goes down a little bit, it stabilizes a little bit, and then it turns around and goes back up again when we enter the next ban. And this is the kind of weird roller coaster ride we're seeing with these cards. And when you got Masterpiece of Draco Slaying King only printing out of maximum crisis, it's gonna go higher. Like, that's a no-brainer. Fireball Dragon has about, two print things, if I'm not mistaken, for Fireball Dragon, and let's see right here. Yeah. Once the 2018 Megaton, which is also has a pretty, I mean, $5 market price, it's roughly on $5 right now. For a current banned card, it's pretty insane. And they're both secret rare. Once again, I won't even emphasize that point. If Fire World Dragon came out common or ultra rare, it wouldn't still impact the price point of the secret rare. In fact, it would add more speculation, like I said. Whether you overprint it at a higher rarity or you overprint it at a lower rarity, speculation will run like fire if you reprint Fire World Dragon. Especially since this is currently, once again, a banned card. You can see that as Konami getting us ready to redistribute this card into the marketplace so you can kind of access to it. So I really don't know or see a way of this card actually going down in value. I only see Fireball Dragon going up higher, as we currently see happening right now with Masterpiece. It's only going up higher every single ban list. And as time goes on and it doesn't get off the ban list, that hype grows and the market value grows on these cards. And that's what we're currently seeing. Look at Asylum Strike, and this is where it gets kind of crazy. I mean, it's holding $120 market price. It's down a bit. Look at that big savings. Currently $111. You have another version being around 115. It quickly goes up to 120. Listen, Asylum Strike Ultimate looks really nice, but I'm not a big fan of this because it's one of those ultis that have the weak middles, and I'm just not crazy about that. But look at this. Here's where it gets kind of crazy, because if you go for a secret version of Asylum Strike out of its original set, Breakers of Shadows, with a $7 market price, the unlimited copies are roughly around $5. And if you want a first version, right here, boom, $6 for original print Asylum Strike. Now, yes, there's a bunch of printings of this card currently in the market. And yes, you do have a secret rare printing as well from the Megatons 4 years ago. But whenever we see an ultra rare maintain a high value that's so out of reach, the next value to increase is the lesser rarity. Normally, in this case, the original print secret rare. We see this with Pot of Duality. We see this, we're already starting to see this a lot more with Pot of Desires. And I think with Solemn Strike, we're going to be seeing that with this card. This card is not going to be $6 in the near future. If Solemn Strike becomes a staple in a tier 1 deck, this value spikes exponentially. So, yeah, I don't know about you guys. I grabbed my PlayStation first editions already. I own PlayStation a copy of these. Being the fact that, once again, I'm not a big fan of the ultis, the weak middles, I'm not crazy about that. But overall, I mean, they look nice, but I still like my secret is a lot more. They're a lot more sturdy, a lot more stronger. And overall, I think for $6, you can't go wrong on that. We also have Invoke Mechaba. Original print coming out of Fusion and Forces Secret Rare with almost a $14 market price. The value right now is roughly around $12 and $14 if you want a first edition version. Now, I think it's start time we start slowly having this conversation about Invoked and whether or not Invoked is a deck that's going to lose value or gain value. Someone asked in my previous video, they said, V, I want to get involved in Invoked, but is it worth it? Is it worth it to get involved and buy these cards? And I mean, it's really hard to tell, to be honest with you. Looking at cards like Invocation, it's still relatively high in value. With the Ultimate version of Invocation being around $80, it's pretty crazy. The Secret Rare being $36, the Super Rare being $30, that's a crazy high value for Invocation. And then you switch over to the rest of the Invoke cards. Purgatrio's still $4, Rage's still $4, Mechaba's still $11 to $14. It's absolutely lunacy as far as like saying, hey, I'm going to go in and buy this and maybe there's a chance it doesn't get hit. A balance ago, we were talking about not if it was going to get hit, but what will be getting hit from Invoked. A lot of you good players were saying Invoked Field Spell was going to get hit, which I agree with to an extent. I think if you really want to hurt Invoked, you would hit something like Invocation, putting it to 1. So it makes Invocation that much more important of a card. Somebody can put your intro about Alistair, the Invoker, being hit. And now, like, it's not being talked about because we're not in balanced season. But if you're out there and you're looking to buy Invoked, the question you always have to ask yourself is this going to be hit in the balanced? And by the time we get to the balanced, will this be relevant enough so it can see meta play and then not be hit? Because if it gets hit, obviously the value goes down. If it doesn't get hit, the value has a chance of going up. If there's a potential deck that can use Invoke post-September banlist, then it's definitely going to go up. But you also have that risk of it getting hit. So it's a bit of a juggle. And personally, right now, I told the guy and I said to you guys, just keep an eye on this card. Because we were talking about this being hit in the banlist in some way, shape, or form not too long ago. And to go in and buy right now, well, you have to acknowledge that fact. Now, we have Trishula, Dragon of the Ice Barrier. This card is going crazy. I mean, obviously the dual summoner version of Trishula with a $150 market price, whew, is almost there. $400 for Trishula, Dragon of the Ice Barrier. If you want an ultimate version that currently has a $95 market price, well, there's two prices over here for $110, then $112, and then boom, you're in $120 territory for an ultimate Trishula, Dragon of the Ice Barrier, which is insanely high for this card. If you want the original run coming out at, well, not really original, but the last updated one coming out of High Speed Riders with an $8 market price, you're looking to pay roughly around $11. The original Trishula, I believe, was, where was it? I think it was from the Hidden Arsenal, if I'm not mistaken. If you want to count, besides the Dual Terminal version, that card has a $4 market price and it's roughly around $4. First edition is going to be a little bit higher, they're about $6. So the question is right now is, what is happening to Trishula? Or Trishula? I really don't know. I mean, the last deck I saw this card see play in was Water. And Water would do this because it would help contribute to the hand. They call it the hand loop, but it's realistically taking cards out of your opponent's hand. I don't know how to really phrase that. I don't think hand loop really counts for that, but we'll say it does for this, for sake of argument. But yeah, that's the last deck I saw it see play in. And I would love to know, is it going to see play in future decks? Is this because the ice barriers that I mentioned yesterday in the little voting thing that Konami's happening? I really don't know at all, but I do know that this card is rising in value as far as the high value versions. Then we have Effect Veil Ultimate Rare coming out of Dual Sword Evolution with an $83 market price. I just want to say that this card has the Starlight Red version, which is a lot of money, but the odds of pulling a playset and of this card is so astronomically low. You're gonna have to go in and buy it. A majority of players are not gonna want to pay the asking price for the Starlight Rare Effect Veiler. It just makes zero sense. But looking at Ultimate Rare Effect Veiler, something a lot of Yu-Gi-Oh! Players might want to play a lot more, well, that price point is starting to go crazy itself. Ultimate Rare Effect Veiler coming out of Dual Sword Evolution with a $150 unlimited price listings. And if you want to buy first edition version, that's near $200 for an Ultimate Rare Effect Veiler. Well, why is it going high, you might ask? Because it works good with Celine combo to help bring out Axical Talker. We recently saw this also see play in the Dragon Link FTK, and this card always is gonna be a good card. And I think a lot of Yu-Gi-Oh players are just getting ready as far as grabbing this card to try to put it to have use in the future meta of the game. And this is the thing about Effect Veil. Let's say Effect Veil sees no meta play, okay, just zero meta play. Let's live in this world for a minute. The value will never go back down to $84. It's not gonna happen. It might not maintain being $150 to $200, sure, but it's not hitting that $84 again. This is not gonna happen. That's something that's really important to know. So as far as deck course, because I really haven't mentioned deck course in a while, I think Magical Musketeers is definitely one of my favorite deck course right now to get involved in. I don't think they have any kind of meta relevance, but then again, the way the balance is right now, you don't necessarily need current meta relevance. You need meta relevance when it counts for Konami bringing back sanctioned Yu-Gi-Oh! Events, as well as the September balance. And looking at Magical Musketeer Starfire, one of the more expensive Magical Musketeer cards, well, it has a $5 market price, and it's currently roughly around $3 with shipping. Now, obviously, you have the reprinted version, which came out ultra rare. That version is dirt cheap. It's about 13 cents. But if you want the highest version of Magical Musketeer Starfire, you're going to pay about $2 to $3. It's not that big of a leap. Also for Ultra Rare Kaspar, it's another card. It's roughly around, once again, 19 cents for the Ultra Rare. But if you want the Max Remedy version of this card, well, the Max Remedy version of Kaspar with a $5 market price is roughly around $3, $4 with shipping. And to be honest with you, that's a really good deal. I think Musketeers are highly underrated. I think that this deck will definitely see meta relevance in the future as well. As well as decks that, whatever meta we're in, you have to see, can Musketeers thrive in it? Because that's one of the things that this deck can do. The minute Musketeer hits board and you say it's good, your opponent now has a hand trap full of a lot of broken cards. One of them being a Spell Speed 3, Spell and Trap Negation. Insane! That you can proc on the one that the Musketeers get their effects. You also have Dancing Needle, which mediates the graveyard. You have Cross Domination, which is also another insanely good card. A better effect failure? Yeah, it's right here. So I think Musketeers is definitely a highly underrated deck right now that a lot of Yu-Gi-Oh players aren't focusing on because it's not seeing meta play, but I think it's good in the future. Get it now while it's dirt cheap and nobody's looking at it. Do it right now. I want Prankins to be good. I own the deck core of Prankins. I love Prankins a lot, guys. I make no bones about my favoritism towards Prankins, and if I had the opportunity to make any new card right now in the game of Yu-Gi-Oh, it would be one of three cards. Prankins, Blackwings, or a Crystal Beast. And I'm talking like cards that will put him in a tier 1 spot today, because I think Prankins have the potential of being in that tier 1 spot if they get some more supporting cards. Same with Blackwings, and let's stretch it with Crystal Beast. But yeah, looking at Prankins overall, it's a really cheap deck core nobody's once again looking at. The best card is Prankins Place. It's currently $5. And after that, everything else is relatively inexpensive. Dead Serious is a dirt cheap deck core. And if you don't know what this deck does, buy it. It's fun. You would enjoy it. And it has a lot of great synergy. I'm going to have a deck profile coming up Prankins on the channel soon as well. So looking at the collector's rares, listen, it's Friday. You're about to maybe go to your locals or maybe go get paid and go out and go buy some packs with Yu-Gi-Oh! And you're looking to pull or play the lottery that is Toon Chaos. And you're hoping to pull some of these cards and make some money and sell and all this fun stuff. Well, to be honest with you, I don't blame you. I'm with you on this one. I think buying Toon Chaos booster boxes for $100 is absolutely insane. And you should really buy it at its regular price point, which at most is $75, at most. But looking at Toon Chaos, there's a lot of great value in this set. And I mean, it's the collector's rare lottery. This is what you're playing for. If you're looking for everything else that's not collector's rare, I mean, sure, Pot of Extravagance is still $49. We know this is going to go down in value. Infernoble Knight Renard is currently $25. It was $30. You can see it over here. Immortal Phoenix Gear Free, okay, it's $24, sure. Two Bucks of the Soldier is down a bit, it's at $20. Two Bookmarks at $18. Like the value in these cards, as far as Ultra Rare, is decent at best. And the majority of the value of these Ultra Rares are going to be going down. But Collector's Rare is the lottery you buy when you buy into booster boxes of Toon Chaos. And to be honest with you, I would just be patient and I would wait. I mean, certain cards I've already spiked, like Black Hole Soldier at the beginning, it's currently at $325 because the collectors are going in and grabbing these cards. Chaos Space we know is going to spike the collector's rare version with $145 market price. It's currently $190. That makes sense. Pot of Zeiss is declining. It will continue to decline because the ultimate rare is better. Currently holding $119 market price. So you gotta really know what to go in for. And like I said, if you wanna hear a more detailed version of Toon Chaos, please check out my previous two videos in which I give basically the same analysis and I spend a lot of time going over these cards and what I think has good value and what I think has temporary value and what I think is cards you really wanna get rid of. As far as Toon Chaos, I mean, I've had to buy a scratch-off ticket. It's more fun and you have a higher percentage of hitting on scratch-offs than pulling a collector's rare. Though I will say it is fun to pull a collector's rare. It's better to do this because you have a better percentage than Starlight Rares, but that's not saying much. Starlight Rares is like one per two case. Up next, Chaos Dragon Levianeer. So this card plays at one, I believe, in the FTK. It's really good. I love this card a lot. I don't know if that's a contributing factor or the only contributing factor to see the card holding a $54 market price, but realistically holding a $66 to almost a $70 market price for this card. I don't know if that's the only contributing factor. Maybe there's a new deck coming out. Maybe there's some new synergy with this card. But one thing I didn't know is at one point this card was $28, I believe it was, or $32. It was insanely cheap. And I was like, guys, if you don't buy this card, you're absolutely insane. I mean, this card is going to get banned one day on the ban list. It's that good. You know, people are saying, well, V.I. like Twin Twisters. It has it built in. This card can snipe a card your opponent's hand. This card can do so much other things. And, oh, let me just let you know, it's a Twilight variant of a Dragon card. Insanely broken. And I'm not saying Solemn Judgment is not broken. This card's absolutely gorgeous. It's currently $78. It's going to spike, by the way. Twin Twisters is also gorgeous, $59. I think it might have potential to go up a bit. I'm not sure if it will spike, but definitely go up a bit. And Chaos Dragon Levianeer here? this is the hidden gem of the entire set, minus Solemn Judgment. So, yeah, I totally think this card's gonna go even way higher than what it currently is. Currently at 65, almost at 70, it's gonna be hitting 80 bucks. This is no question about it. A couple of months ago, if you grabbed the Red Eyes Fusion for Clash Rebellion Super Rare, by the way, you would pay the market price, which is currently $23. Looking at it right now, the unlimited version is about $14. If you want a first-edition version, well, you're going to start hitting up there. It'll be roughly around $20. But why is this going down, you might ask? Well, every Yu-Gi-Oh! Player that really wanted this card for the new stuff coming out in Mega 10 already owns it. Every Yu-Gi-Oh! Player that's holding on to this card that doesn't really want to use it right now and wants the money to put towards other things, they're selling it. The value of Red Eyes Fusion, definitely, no question about it, has been going down slowly but steadily. And I think that value will have at one point a point where the market will show stabilization for the super rare. And if it's no reprint of Red Eyes Fusion, it's going to increase in value. Now, there's other printings, by the way, of this card coming out Legendary Decks 1 and 2. I'm sorry, Legendary Decks 2 and Legendary Duelist. So there are printings of this card. But overall, if you want the highest rarity first edition, you're going to pay a pretty penny still. I don't know when it's going to stabilize, but I do know I need to get myself one of these. Then again, we have to see if it's going to get reprinted. Because if Konami comes out of nowhere and goes, oh, by the way, Ultra Rare Red Eyes Fusion in whatever set, X and Y set, or Secret Red Eyes Fusion in conjunction with the Megatons, which make a lot of sense, this value just becomes nothing, becomes borderless. So I can understand why Yu-Gi-Oh! Players are selling this. There's a bit of a fear of holding something that's not going to have value. And I understand those who are holding this because they don't want to lose this card because they might more than likely will be using this card in a future game. So I understand both sides. Listen, Paisans, I really appreciate you guys watching my videos. Please hit subscribe if you haven't subscribed already. Comment down below. Like I said, I'd really love to know what you guys think about all these cards right now, all the valuations. And what are you looking to play this weekend? And what are you looking to go in and grab this weekend? What are you looking to buy this weekend? And are you going to be playing the Toon Chaos Lottery? It's your boy V and you Paisans. Well, you Paisans have a great day.